And now, the rest of the story. For thousands of years, equestrians have been trying to boost their horsepower by protecting their horses' hoofs. Wild horses romping at their own pace do not need shoes, nor do those laboring in sand or soft soil. But under most conditions, under the average demands of domestication, some kind of horseshoe is essential. The earliest known horsemen to realize this were the Egyptians and the Persians 4 centuries B.C. They used animal skins, plant reeds, cloth wrappings for hoof protection. Genghis Khan and his contemporaries favored a sort of leather sandal secured to the hoof with straps, sometimes even a molded leather boot. It wasn't until the Crusades about 1000 A.D. that iron horseshoes became popular. And by then, such heavy footgear was downright necessary. Warriors of the day were much weighted down with weapons and ponderous armor. From the beginning, metal horseshoes were secured with nails. I said, from the beginning, metal horseshoes were secured with nails? They had to be. Of course, a horse's hoof is like a human fingernail. There is no feeling in it. But if the farrier knows what he's doing, a horseshoe nail will not hurt. On the other hand, a bad shoeing can lame a horse. Surprisingly little has happened in the horseshoe business in roughly 1,000 years. But then in September of this year, 1987, more than 200 blacksmiths converged on Bolton, Massachusetts to witness a remarkable demonstration, the revelation of horse history's first lightweight, polymer, nail-less horseshoe. Inventors named their concept Shoe Bond Systems, and their product SBS 100. Why nail-less? Well, a lot of reasons. The holes left by shoe nails in a horse's hoof can cause moisture and electrolyte loss, which in turn can lead to a dry, cracked, weakened hoof wall. It is the hoof wall that bears most of the horse's weight. An additional advantage of the SBS 100 was shown to be its flexibility. A horse's hoof naturally expands up to 1/4 inch when it hits the ground. This expansion reduces concussion. A metal horseshoe reduces this natural shock absorption, and the leg takes the leftover punishment. But the new, flexible shoe actually expands with the hoof. Now, at the unveiling of the SBS 100, the benefit of its lightweight was most obvious of all. When a horse lifts his leg, any weight on the end of his hoof is multiplied 22 times. A fulcrum effect causes this. So, the lighter the shoe, the less effort for the horse, many times over. Well, as of this moment, only weeks have passed since the nail-less SBS 100 was officially introduced. And already it is being called history-making, the first major advancement in the industry in 1,000 years. And yet even more remarkable than the design of this space-age equine footwear are the designers themselves and the profession from whence they came. The experts who invented the SBS 100 were not farriers. They were not blacksmiths. Indeed, they were not even horsemen. But in their invention, they adapted something they have been using on you. I said they adapted something they have been using on you, a bonding material. The creators of this new lightweight polymer nail-less horseshoe, Jack Botinius and Dick Shokolos, are dentists. And now you know the rest of the story.